Srila Prabhupada once was telling some of his disciples, what is the problem in chanting Hare Krishna? You just chant and you just hear, that's all. And you are all asking about how to control the mind and chanting is so difficult. Why are you saying all this? Prabhupada was asking like this once. Actually, for a pure devotee, it is certainly a very surprising thing. How can people not be able to taste the holy name? Or why one should have difficulty in focusing the mind on the holy name? Holy name is so nectarian and sweet. So, although Prabhupada says, just chant and hear, or as Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, Maya asakta mana partha yogam yunjan madashreya asamshayam samagramam yata jnasase tachrunu, he says. Tachrunu means just hear, Arjuna. And by hearing from me attentively, you will develop attachment for me. So, Lord Krishna also told Arjuna to hear. So, to simply chant and hear is not an easy joke, although it appears to be a very simple thing. The reason for that is that our mind is not pure. The core of our heart is polluted by various types of misgivings like lust and pride and anger, illusion, attachments, aversion, fear, all such misgivings. Because of which when we try to chant the holy name and try to hear it, they come as interferences in between. And they don't let us focus on the holy name. That is why it is the duty of a devotee to not aggravate the dirty situation of the heart more than what it is already now. All of us have got a particular type of mind and heart due to the past history of our activities in millions of lifetimes. So one should not aggravate it even more. Just as when one has a disease, one will not aggravate the disease more by taking things that are detrimental to the well-being of the person. But to the degree we keep our heart and mind free of all these vices, to that degree it will become easy for one to chant and hear. When Lord Krishna saw Muchukunda in the cave, then when Muchukunda got up, he offered prayers and everything. So Lord observed that Muchukunda had absolutely no material desires. He was completely free from material desires. He was actually condemning his role as a king. And he condemned himself as if he was an animal. And he was condemning material desires. And when the Lord asked him, what do you want? He didn't want anything material. The Lord told him, oh, I am really surprised that although you have been in the material world and you have been in the role of a king, you don't seem to have any material desires. It's really wonderful. So, as we hear in the case of Muchukunda, we also find great kings like Katvanga Raja. These people actually have lived in the midst of queens and ministers and elephants and horses and chariots and money and gold and silver and whatnot. Even living in the midst of these things, they have been very cautious not to absorb their consciousness in them. Rather, absorb their consciousness in Krishna. Like the other day we were talking about Kulashekara. He was a great king. But early morning, he was not getting up. The ministers were singing. The professional recitators were singing and the ministers were also waiting outside the door. But the king seemed to be fast asleep. And then when they proceeded into the room to wake up the king, as soon as the king got up, he told them, I got a vision of Krishna in the early morning. And he described the brilliant, beautiful, lightning type of form that he got, darshan. He described to them. And after that he said, I am winding up all my kingly activities and I just want to go to Srirangam and surrender my heart and soul to Lord Ranganath. In this way, he became a dedicated soul. So, of course, we should not avoid getting up a Mangala Arati saying, I got a dream. We can't do that. But he was a pure devotee. So, instead of getting duswapnam, he was getting divyaswapnam. He was getting pure dreams. Because the core of the heart is cleaned up and the mind is clear. So, he is able to focus his mind. So Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sanishchayena Yoktavyo Yogo Anirvinna Chetasa. He says one should engage in the process of yoga or meditation with full concentration without allowing any distraction. He says, Yogo Anirvinna Chetasa, without allowing any distraction. So that will not be possible unless one keeps the mind and heart clean. For that, in order for one to not make one's heart even more dirtier, in order to keep it pure, one has to constantly be absorbed in those activities and those thoughts and those speeches which absorb one's mind in purity. Like if you see Garuda, for example, when he is taking Lord Vishnu on his back and when he is flying in the sky, it is said, when he is waving his wings, you know, very pure sound vibration emanates from his wings. The Samaveda verses are coming out of his wings. Tubhyam namami Narayanaya Sri Lakshmikantam Tubhyam namami. Like that it comes. And he waves his wing. Every movement of the limb of his body emanates holy names of Lord Narayana. You can see that. Similarly, every gesture or every act of a devotee has to be strongly connected to devotion service, so that there is no scope of the dirty things of the environment or circumstances to sink into the heart. Because if we allow them to sink into the heart, later on they will come as duswapanam. They will come as dirty things coming out of the heart. So one will not be able to focus on the holy name. So as Muchukunda kept his heart pure, and many other great kings were Rajarishis. So devotees always, that one of the hard work the devotees do is to how to intelligently keep themselves impervious to the impurities in the surroundings and keep themselves absorbed even in the midst of a degraded society. Just like a lotus remains clean even by living in the midst of a muddy pool of water. Srila Prabhupada was in New York. From these examples we can understand. Of course, we are not pure devotees, our heart is filled with already uncleanliness, but we can avoid putting more dirt. So we are already in the cleaning process. If you are sincere in chanting of the holy name, then our heart will be cleaned more and more. But if we are insincere, we will be foolishly adding more and more impurities to the heart and making our own endeavors more difficult, making our life more difficult. Actually, we are endeavoring in our path back to Godhead. But if we are careless, we will be making our journey more difficult. We can see, for example, we should increase the facilities to go better, isn't it? Like, you know, somebody throws away a car and accepts a cycle on his journey, he's a fool. Because you are making your journey more troublesome unnecessarily. Or somebody is carrying a big boulder or a stone on the head in order to simply walk. So, intelligent. If you are really intelligent, one should work against conditionings to keep heart pure. Especially while living in a atmosphere like ours, like Pune or Bombay or cities, we have to give Krishna consciousness to people. That's why we are here. Otherwise, we won't be here. Otherwise, we'll be in Vrindavan or Dwaraka or somewhere. At the same time, in the name of giving, one should not make one's life more difficult to progress. So then this is possible. Chant and just hear. So we should adore such great kings like Muchukunda, and we can offer their prayers as he offered to Lord Krishna. Please keep my heart pure so that I can offer it only to you. Then the holy name will take effect more fastly. Harinam Prabhu ki.